Welcome to the Shulamite Podcast, an extension of Shulamite Ministries and Shulamite.com, with weekly interviews and teaching with author and speaker Martha Kilpatrick and hosted by John Enslow. This weekly podcast is a way to stay connected to the ministry. So come experience anointed messages, not giving just another method, but a living impartation.
You can be super spiritual, and it can have absolutely nothing to do with quote-unquote religion. You can be super spiritual about anything. You can be super spiritual about the most ungodly, deplorable things. But God casts us all into the same net. A super spiritual is super spiritual. A super spiritual, whether it's based on a pseudo-Christian principles or not.
I was sitting there thinking that, you know, my definition of super spiritual would be a charismatic woo-woo, you know what I mean? Someone who's, it's obsessed. Yeah, it's just not in reality and obsessed with phenomenon versus relationship and I don't want to name stuff, but I just thought it was charismatic woo-woo. And good luck in translating that for the transcriptions. Sound effects. Yeah. That's going to be very interesting. Good luck. But I do see that you can be pious and be super spiritual. You can be subdued and be super spiritual. And that's amazing from what you just said. I'm like, wow, okay, you really can be, because I do know people that have no reality, but I think it goes into that one scripture, have the form of godliness, but not the power. So if you have the form of godliness and not the power, you have super spirituality. Am I right in that? Well, another thing that I was thinking when y'all were talking is the experience of getting more fear from God than the fear that you have is with the sheep on that day that we were in the field where there was snow, and they were up on the hill, and they had their own throne, basically, these stupid sheep, and their fear ruled them and ruled their little world, and they had to have a greater fear to come off of their throne and to go into the barn. And that fear was me, by running at them and screaming at the top of my lungs. And, you know, because it was hours. I did it for hours. It's not like
you weren't doing it in anger. Mm. You had the wisdom somehow to scream at them. But it was not in anger.
No, and I had to be a greater fear than the fear they had. And I tried kindness. I tried sweet. I tried food. I tried carrying. I tried everything. It would not work. And so as a last-ditch effort, I had to, you know, become the fear.
Oh, John, and God does that.
That's what I'm saying.
That's what you're coming to.
Yeah.
Say it then.
That God literally will put more fear for him than the fear that's driving you and driving your super spirituality. I'm not loved. I'm not lovable. I'm not doing it the way I'm supposed to do. So he gave you a greater fear of him, where you're like, and that was one of the things that, you know, he's totally able to do.
Okay. Before we started this series of podcasts now many hours ago, in one day, I picked up the book Spiritual Reality, Our Obsession by Watchman Nee. And several people who've wanted to be discipled, I've given them this book that I felt needed it badly. And I'm reading it today as for the first time. It's just wonderful. This book would be, and we carry it, don't we, Karen? Well, I did get it off the shelf, yes. These are some excerpts from this book. The word truth means reality. By the Spirit, the reality is brought in. What is of the Spirit is real. What is not of the Spirit is not real. The Holy Spirit is the executor of all spiritual things. Only that which is in the Holy Spirit is real. When a person contacts reality in the Spirit, he touches life. If what he touches is only doctrine, he will not receive life. Doctrine is in the letter, but not in the Holy Spirit. If that is so, it does not give life, no matter how familiar we are with it. That which is in the Holy Spirit is spiritually real. No matter how well a person speaks, those who know reality will discover its unrealness. See, your only protection from unreality, is reality.
Based on what you said, John, just a minute ago, about God having to, the fear of God had to be greater, had to come in as greater than the fear that you were living in, to really even shake you loose and bring you to the crisis of decision of life or death. But when you said that, I remembered that there is a scripture, we've just found it in Genesis 31:42, that one of God's names in the Old Testament is capital fear, capital F, fear of Isaac. Unless the God of my father, the God of Abraham, and the capital F, fear of Isaac, had been with me, surely now you would have sent me away empty-handed. Anyway, in the notes at the bottom of the Spirit-filled Bible, it says, the fear of Isaac is seen by most translators as an early name of Yahweh. It means he is the God who inspired awe in Isaac. And John, you said the name is Elohim in that place.
So as I did several gazillion podcasts ago, where I introduced the CD of the month, Melchizedek, Priest and King, I'm doing the same thing with this one. I'm inviting you to go and download or purchase the CD version of the CD of the month on super spirituality. It's an amazing message. And I mean, this has all just been spin-off from that message that she gave. Martha gave it in such power. And Jen, you want to say anything about it?
I was going to say that this is a message that's really for everyone. Because if you're not afflicted with super spirituality, then you know someone who is. God has brought someone in your life. It's just not possible. As John said, it doesn't have to be about religion. You know someone. And we need love. We need a lot of love to go through it. And this message is just such a gift. Not just to the solution, but to the practicality of the solution. And for you, not just in where to look at in the scripture, how to get on your knees before the Lord, but also what steps to take in your life. And we all of us need to be clean, and we all of us need to be a vessel for his love in all that that looks like. And this message is, it's for now. Very much for now. And there's not a single person in the church that doesn't need to hear it.
We hope you've enjoyed the Shulamite podcast. For all the latest from Shulamite Ministries, please visit us at shulamite.com, where you'll find Martha's daily devotions, posts from getalongwithgod.com, and the online library of all of Martha's writings. At shulamite.com, downloading the free Shulamite app is easy, and livingchristianbooks.com is only a click away. Thank you for joining us on this journey to discover a God worth knowing.